The group Ohio Anonymous rallied at the State House to spread one simple message to the people around the state. That message? That everyone must put aside their differences, unite, and get things done.
Nothing gets done without unity. It doesn't matter who you are, what religion you are, what your beliefs are, what your personal beliefs are. If you look around this collective right now, this group that's standing here, you will see people of all races, of all religions, of all beliefs.
About 30 members of the group put on their masks and walked around downtown Columbus to commemorate November 5th. In Britain, November 5th is known as Guy Fawkes Day, which observes a night in 1605 when a group of activists nearly assassinated the king. The plan was known as the Gunpowder Plot. The story was made famous by the graphic novel and major motion picture V for Vendetta.
Tell me, do you know what day it is, Evie?
November the 4th.
Not anymore. Remember, the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
The movie's protagonist calls on the people of a totalitarian England to rise up and demand change, a sentiment Ohio Anonymous carried out during their march.
We just don't want to have people suffering in the world, and that we could find a better way to do it, and that just maintaining the world and the economy the way it is maybe not the way to do that, and we should rethink the whole way that we run the world, and, you know, why not? Why not, for the betterment of everyone, try something different?
None of the members provided their names, an effort to continue the appearance that they all speak with one voice. While the group's main call was for unity, individual members shared their own visions on different causes, including their opposition to what they believed to be corporate greed, overly aggressive laws, or unfair treatment in the courts. Ohio Anonymous is just the state's chapter to a larger, global group that's been criticized for pro-anarchy rhetoric and cyber attacks on various governments and corporations around the world. They've also been known to support WikiLeaks and the Occupy movement. Anonymous gained a lot of attention a year ago during the Steubenville rape investigation. One of its members allegedly hacked into personal accounts and reposted photos of the assault, placing a national spotlight on the case. This serves as an example, the group says, that their cause is something to be pushed for every day.
This isn't just something that happens on November 5th. This isn't just pop culture. This idea, this concept of however you want to define it, is something that echoes throughout history.
They say the fact that Guy Fawkes Day fell on Election Day was just another good reason to get their message out and to plead with voters to do their research before they cast their ballot. While they all represented one unit, they had different ways of vocalizing their beliefs, including one member who voiced his opinion through rap.
I mask up and stand up, you mad, huh? We family stand as one, that's mad love. The Atlas, you can't shrug, that's bad blood. Now we worldwide and about to tear all your plans up. I think the Rockefellers need to man up. Your species is on the brink of extinction.
Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Case of bad luck with people you can't see and ideas you can't touch. The veins of black mud pumped through the greed. $7 trillion to yourself and helping no one in need. We the people said no, you said yes indeed. How can this be 1% dominating the globe? They divide us on sides that ain't different at all. And I think it's about time that we lifted this wall and closed down every bank because they're ripping us off.
Right on, man. Right on.
Yeah.